This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. California Governor Gavin Newsom says President Trump's order deploying National Guard troops to Los Angeles will only escalate tensions. There have been 2 days of clashes between demonstrators and federal immigration enforcement officers. ABC's Trevor Ault has more from L.A.
Every portion of the federal government is vowing to continue to enforce these ICE raids, as they say the law is requiring them to do. But all of these activist groups that we have seen here on the ground, they say they are not leaving until these ICE officials move away and leave this neighborhood alone. All signs today point to another day of intensity out here on the streets in California.
President Trump's ban on travelers from 12 countries to the U.S. and restrictions on people from 7 other countries goes into effect at midnight. Lawyers for Sean Diddy Combs once again seeking a mistrial in his federal sex trafficking case because of what they call prosecutorial misconduct. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Postpartum depression and anxiety are more common than people think, and new moms on Medicaid are at a higher risk. Judith Ruiz-Branch reports.
2 of every 5 mothers who give birth in Wisconsin are covered by Badger Care. Federal data shows up to 50% of PPD cases are undiagnosed because of the stigma surrounding symptoms. Jennifer Davis with Postpartum Support International says the condition presented differently for her after both of her pregnancies, with symptoms of overwhelming worry and anxiety after her daughter's birth and depression after having her son.
Crying at night almost all the time, regretting this decision, feeling emotionally disconnected, but still outwardly smiling. Now I really am back in this place of, I can't share this. I cannot share that I questioned why I had my son.
Federal data shows the prevalence of PPD is higher among those on Medicaid, with an increased likelihood for treatment in Medicaid expansion states. Wisconsin is one of only 2 states that have yet to expand their Medicaid coverage, although it recently passed legislation to extend Medicaid postpartum coverage from 60 days to a full year. Even though up to 85% of women experience mood changes in the first few days to weeks after delivery, postpartum depression and anxiety can take months to emerge and involve symptoms lasting longer than 2 weeks that interfere with daily life. Common signs of PPD include anxiety, sadness, anger, and irritability, difficulty sleeping, and intrusive thoughts, which can include thoughts of harming your baby. Research shows a 98% recovery rate with treatment. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz-Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
A special night for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports at AmFam Field, with the Brewers and Padres weekend series wrapping up today. We'll have an update tonight. Now, last night, the Brewers winning 4-3 thanks to a walk-off home run by rookie Caleb Durbin, manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, there was a lot of great performance tonight, both sides. It was well-pitched, and, you know, this is the type of resiliency that you got to have.
In 2021, Caleb Durbin could have only dreamed of playing for the Brewers someday while in the minor leagues in Wisconsin.
Yeah, you know, it's really cool because when I was playing in the Northwoods League in Fond du Lac, you know, I was a Division III player and playing against a lot of, you know, D1 and other divisions in that league, and that was a big opportunity for me, not really knowing if I would get a chance at the next level, but, you know, was able to get my foot in the door, and looking where I'm at now and being able to go back, you know, it puts it all in perspective.
That's the Brewers' Caleb Durbin. Game 2 of the NBA Finals is tonight. The Thunder host the Pacers, Indiana winning Game 1. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers and thunderstorms developing for today. Some areas of smoke as well. Our winds turning to the northwest, and they'll be a little gusty. High temperatures warming to the middle 70s. For tonight, any rain comes to an end. Lows in the upper 40s to near 50. Currently 62 degrees.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill backed by Donald Trump that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Matt Nair on air.
Rick Reed is here, an economics instructor.
Remember the film, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? A driver is riding parallel to him and honking their horn saying, you're going the wrong way. And Candy and Steve Martin go, ha, 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 how do they know where we're headed? Congress and the administration are saying, this is what we're going to do for our budget. But at the end of the day, the Congressional Budget Office basically said that bill is going to create another $3.8 trillion in debt over the next 10 years.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, oil and gas industry expert Matt Randolph, also known as Mr. Global, will be here to talk about all things energy in Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to the Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt Nair on air.
Hey, back we are. I'm Lou Regani. You're the best audience anywhere. Because you get it. Thinking about this the other day, and half a century ago. Those mid-70s. All the blockbuster movies and theaters everywhere. All over the world, and edgier chair stuff. Great music, too. John Williams had a lot to do. Talking about Raiders of the Lost Ark. With Harrison Ford, with his presence a lot of times here in Wisconsin. And Don Ameche, Oscar winner. Yesterday was his birthday. From Kenosha, you know. Harrison Ford, Raiders of the Lost Ark, had a big presence in Walworth County. And George Lucas and Steven Spielberg, they teamed up. Some of the great movies of a half century ago. Oh yeah, Raiders of the Lost Ark. They were looking at Tom Selleck, Tim Matheson, Nick Nolte, Jeff Bridges. Let's see, Peter Coyote, Jack Nicholson, Bill Murray, Steve Martin. I bet you Steve would have been good. Even Chevy Chase. The summer blockbuster. It's the music of the stars. We'll be right back.
You got to play When I Grow Too Old To. Dream. That's an ad lib. I really put them out up there, look. No, we're just, my wife and I, we're just a plain couple. Plain as a pair of old slippers and about as interesting. And that's why I feel so comfortable introducing another average couple. Real homebodies, the Bonos, Sonny and Cher.
Now that tune was brought to you by Joel Kasha and Joel Hirshhorn.
I mean, you never take me anyplace.
Well, sure, that's because you're complaining you never have anything to wear.
Well, I haven't.
Yeah, and you're wearing it.
Wait a minute, that's not on the cards. Wait, you were supposed to just come out here and say the nominees for the best song are, and
read
it.
All right, that's what I'll do. Okay, I'm saying it now.
All right.
They are Ben from Ben. Music by Walter Scharf and lyrics by Don Black.
Come Follow, Follow Me from The Little Ark. Music by Fred Carlin. Lyrics by Marcia Carlin.
Marmalade, Molasses, and Honey from The Life and Times of Judge Roy Bean. Music by Maurice Jarre. Lyrics by Marilyn and Alan Bergman.
The Morning After from The Poseidon Adventure. Music and lyrics by Al Kasha and Joel Hirshhorn.
Strange Are the Ways of Love from The Stepmother. Yeah, Stepmother. I thought it said father for a second. Music by Sammy Fain, lyrics by Paul Francis Webster. And the winner is... Ta-da.
I'll do it.
You want the opener?
No, I'll do it with my finger. The winners are Al Kasha and Joel Hirshhorn for The Morning After.
All I can say is that I'm in a state of shock. This is a fantastic surprise, and I just want to thank Lionel Newman for giving us the opportunity, and Ronald Neame and Irwin Allen, and special thanks to Happy Go Day for believing in us from the beginning. Thank you.
Thank you. I want to give my thanks to Irwin Allen, the producer, and Ronald Neame, and of course Lionel Newman. And a special thanks to Happy Go Day, and most of all to the Academy. I'm very extremely grateful. And you made two people very happy in Brooklyn tonight, Rose and Irving Kasha. So I want to thank you for that.
There's got to be a morning after. If we can hold on through the night, we have a chance to find the sunshine. Let's keep on looking for the light. Oh, can't you see the morning after? It's waiting right outside the storm. Why don't we cross the bridge together and find the place that's safe and warm? It's not too late, we should be giving. Only with love can we climb. It's not too late. The darkness, we won't be searching anymore.
sir. Close all watertight doors. Sound both stations. Mark?
Yes, sir.
Get off of Mayday.
Mayday, sir?
Yes, I said Mayday.
Calling. Mayday, what the hell is that for?
Mayday? Why, that's the Russian New Year. You know what happened?
Thank you.
summer blockbuster. From those swinging 70s. Raiders of the Lost Ark. People were joking. Losers of the Rated Ark. Yeah, Steven Spielberg. And George Lucas, executive producer. That was summer of 1981. That was a big old tribute to the big screen adventure movies of yesteryear. Those serials at the neighborhood theaters. Number one at the box office. Just on the opening weekend, $8 million. And a year later, it was still number six in the national box office spot. Now, that kind of success, you need a sequel. Well, this was actually a prequel. Wisconsin's own Harrison Ford did this picture 1 year before the events of the first picture. But it didn't do that well. Number one for 1 week. And by the time Labor Day rolled around, it was still at number 10. Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom with Kate Capshaw.
Yvonne war a ikke der sing lieben ja la ching bang ching ten the da. Anything goes. Wang Lu Chu Cha Ku Cha Me Ha Ching Su Shu Sha Le Feng Yan Yi Dao Yi Dao. Anything goes. Wang Quan Su Xie Xie Yi Dian Dao Dao Bien Ba Wei Ba Bien Wei Dao. Mong Wei Gong Zi Da Do Zi Zhi Kui Nu Pu Xia. Gu Zi Wo Su Wei Fei Wa Long Tian La Dong Ma Zi Hong Zi Da Song Yi Ding Wei Ba. Anything goes. We'll be right back.
about. Anything goes.
Star 1975 summer June blockbuster The Towering Inferno, based on two novels, Steve McQueen, Paul Newman, and The Music of the Stars.
Coming your way.
Warner Brothers and 20th Century Fox present Irwin Allen's production of The Towering Inferno. Steve McQueen, Paul Newman, William Holden, Faye Dunaway, Fred Astaire, Susan Blakely, Richard Chamberlain, Jennifer Jones, O.J. Simpson, Robert Vaughn, and Robert Wagner. The Towering Inferno.
Those people are going to die up there. Something's not done. God, watch me out of here.
So you can stop worrying about me. What about me down there worrying about you?
I'll never let you go anywhere without me again.
I'll be back with the whole fire department.
The Towering Inferno.
Set me down on the scenic elevator.
Now, the producer of the Poseidon Adventure brings you more spectacle, more stars, more suspense than you've ever seen in one motion picture. Steve McQueen is the fire chief. Paul Newman is the architect. Step by step.
We may never love like this again. Don't stop the flow. We can't let go. And touch the sky, though we may try. So while we're here, let's give our all. Release the dreams inside us and set them free. Oh, while we're here, let's leave a mark. There's a candle in the dark.
Shall I tell you the winner? Well, I'll open it if you read it.
Oh, the winners are Al Kasha and Joel Hirshhorn. We may never love like this again. That's wonderful.
I'd just like to say thank you to the producer, Owen Allen, to Lionel Newman, to my wife, Jill, who's been such a source of inspiration, and to my family, who encouraged me to drop stenography and pursue songwriting as a full-time career. Thank you very much.
The great inspiration in my life, my wife, C.O. Kasha. I'm very nervous, as you can see. And I'd like to thank the members of the Academy, and part of this is owed to Irwin Allen and Lionel Newman, Jerry Henshaw, and Happy Go Day, and to the public and to all the members of the Academy, and thank you, Gene.
Interestingly enough, Irwin Allen got his wife in an acting role, played the mayor's wife. She was very good. The Towering Inferno. Ray Davies. Ray Davies on trumpet with his own orchestra. Then in 1982, big hit. It held the top number one money-making role for 11 years, E.T., the extraterrestrial.
And he's 3 million light years from home. In spring 2002, only in theaters.
I'm keeping you.
Steven Spielberg's masterpiece will come to life.
Home. Home.
For a whole new generation. Experience the mystery.
Wait, what is it?
I don't know. Something scary.
The wonder.
What's happening?
The call.
E.T. Phone home.
That started it all. With never-before-seen footage, enhanced special effects, and an all-new digitally remastered soundtrack. The Extraordinary 20th Anniversary Edition. E.T. The Extraterrestrial.
I'll be right here.
Only in theaters, March 2002.
E.T. got 11 Academy Award nominations. A tribute to the blockbusters of a half century ago. Part of E.T. was played by Matthew Demerit. He was 11. Matthew Demerit walked on his hands. He was born with no legs. Harrison Ford was in the picture, but he found his scene cut. He made a cameo. He played a principal of the school, and Spielberg said, "Your voice is too recognizable," and they cut it out entirely. Jack Nicholson as the Joker in Batman for Warner Brothers.
Batman, Batman,
Neil Hefti and Nelson Riddle. Here's Nelson with the Gotham City Municipal Swing Band. Nelson Riddle with Neil Hefti's Batman theme.
This is the Nick Winters Show, and I do the entertaining. Thank you. Let's go out with something really hot for these folks. A big hit out of 77. Ah, Star Wars. Nothing but Star Wars. Give me the Star Wars. Don't let them end. If they should fire wars, please let these Star Wars stay. And hey, how about that nutty Star Wars bar? Can you forget all the creatures in there? And hey, Darth Vader in that black and evil mask, did he scare you as much as he scared me? Ah, Star Wars! Those here in Star Wars, my seventh winner up here, Star Wars!
Bill Murray. Darth Vader. Hard to believe. You think he's on the screen for half the movie. He was only on screen for 11 minutes. Hard to believe. Music of the Stars, the summer blockbuster. Thank you. John Williams, you know, he's a jazz guy anyway. Can't leave jazz out of Star Wars. Cantina Band is the title. That was the Beantown Swing Band. Are they good? Music of the blockbusters now in 1980. Has it been 45 years that The Shining hit the screens? And there's a song in The Shining, more than one, but here's the one you remember. Ray Noble with Al Boley at the mic. For news, the music of the stars and the Columbia, and weather, and a few spots, and a PSA, public service announcement.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The deputy director of the FBI says multiple arrests have been made in New York and in Los Angeles after weekend clashes between demonstrators and federal immigration officials. President Trump's deployed National Guard troops to Los Angeles in response to the clashes, even though Mayor Karen Bass says
one of the worst things you can do is have an extreme presence of law enforcement that gets everybody agitated and the violence actually escalates.
House Speaker Mike Johnson said President Trump is showing leadership. He was on ABC's This Week, where he was also asked about the feud and falling out between President Trump and Elon Musk.
Elon's number one responsibility is to save his company. The president and I have the responsibility of saving the country, and that's what this bill does, and we're really excited and proud of this product, and we're going to get it delivered.
Referring to the spending bill that Musk has opposed, the ban on travel for residents from 12 countries goes into effect at midnight. This is ABC News.